Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. God bless you. It's always good to have you with me. Amen. We're trying to get everything back on schedule. We're here for our Wednesday word and our title for today, our topic, amen, is never stop contending. Never stop contending. Glory to God. Amen. I'm coming to you from the book of Jude. Amen. And before we go forward, let's pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, Lord, and giving you glory for all things. You are our creator and our Lord. You're our savior, our help, and our strength. Lord God, we acknowledge you. Lord God, we give you glory and we give you praise. Oh God, and we ask your blessing as we go forth on tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to anoint and to encourage your people, to uplift them, Lord God. Oh Lord, to bring them to a place, Lord God, of intimacy with you, Lord God. Encourage them, Lord God, not to stop fighting. Oh Lord God, even lift up their arms in the middle of the battle. Father God, even as they lifted the arms of Moses, lift the arms of your people tonight, oh Lord, and give them what they need, Lord God, to continue to go forward, to be healed, to be blessed, to be delivered, to be prosperous, oh Lord, to receive the abundance of life, Lord God, that you came that we might receive, Lord, part of that abundance, Lord, is being victorious in our everyday life. Your Spirit makes us victorious, and we give you glory, Lord God, for the victory, for every victory, Lord God, those that are past, those victories in the past that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for those victories in the present. We give you glory, oh God, even if we can't see it just yet, because we know that if we are in you, the victory's here. Father, and we give you glory for the victories that are yet to come. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the keeper of our souls and the lifter of our heads, oh God. And sometimes, Lord, we just need to be reminded, Lord, I give you glory and praise and honor for all that you are doing, Lord God. You are great and always great, no matter what is going up and no matter what is coming down. You are great. You are great. You are great. Oh God, you are glorious. You are true. You are faithful. Oh God, you help. You keep us and you remind us that we are yours and we are loved. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless each and every one of you. I welcome you again to Wednesday Word. Amen. It is, I do have it scheduled for a little bit longer tonight, because I am going to read Jude in its entirety. Our topic is never stop contending. And, you know, the Lord actually had given me a little word, and maybe even just for myself, but I wanted to share it. Amen. But as I was reading Jude, where that contending for the faith scripture is, I started reading it and thinking about and looking at that we're in and how the words of Jude are happening. We see a lot of those things happening now. The subtopics within this particular scripture is apostasy and apostate teachers being described and mockers. And in the end, it's true believers assured and confident. And as I read this, I'm going to let you know as the subtopic changes, because I want you to hear this tonight, because we cannot stop contending. That word contending in the Greek is translated as to struggle. To contend is to struggle. Glory to God. And we don't want to ever, we cannot stop struggling for the faith, no matter what is happening. There are times that we do have some sorrow. There's times that we are grieving, but we cannot stop contending. The Lord is there in the middle of our grief. He's there in the middle of our sorrow. He's there in the middle of our mountaintop experience. He's there in our valley experience. And he's there no matter what it is. Even when we are in a place when we just can't understand, just don't understand what's happening, don't understand and don't know which way to go, the Lord is there. Amen. We cannot stop contending. Never stop contending. Amen. Is the message, glory to God, that I want to get across. Never stop contending. And I'm going to begin by reading the Word of God. Like I said, I'm reading Jude in its entirety. Amen. I tried to actually pull it up on my computer so that the font is larger, but of course technology was not cooperating, or it could very well be that the enemy just didn't want this to get across, but I have my Bible in front of me, glory to God. Amen. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. All right, the subheading here is the apostasy. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith. Earnestly contend was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men that have crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Apostate teachers described. Likewise, also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but they know naturally as brute beasts. In those they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. true believers, assured and comforted. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. I have read to you from Jude in its entirety. Saints of God, never stop contending. Amen. We are seeing, amen, false prophets that have arisen. We're seeing false teachers that are rising up, claiming to be true, twisting the word of God. We see this Leviathan spirit, amen, taking this principality, amen, that is changing the minds of men and women and trying to change the word of God as if he could. But the word of God, it stands sure and it stands true, and you can rely on it. Never stop contending. We are in a war that is constant, absolutely unrelenting. Our enemy desires to sift us as wheat. His threefold mission is to kill, steal, and destroy by any means necessary. But we are not powerless. Glory to God in the highest. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Those weapons listed in Ephesians 6 enable us through the authority given us by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to stand against every attack. Hallelujah. We can stand against every attack. Blocking spiritual arrows, casting down the lies, and eradicating every work of the enemy that tries to stand between us and our born again birthright of liberty from the bondage of sin and our relationship with God the Father. Hallelujah. And Jesus, our Savior. Never stop contending, saints. Struggle through. Glory to God. And so we contend. We contend for the faith that was once given, amen, unto us, the faith that was preached by men and women full of the Holy Ghost and fire, full of holiness and godliness and truth. We contend for our faith that we receive, that we have received through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God and the receiving of the Holy Ghost of promise, who having sealed us, intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. We contend daily, struggling against the opposition and pressing past the objections into the promises of God, which are yes and amen for each and every one of us. Though we are pressed, amen, about on every side at times, and we are not crushed, hallelujah, and though we are perplexed, amen, see us, 2 Corinthians, glory to God, I believe it's chapter 4, amen, though we are perplexed, we are not in despair. We are contending, glory to God. And even though we are persecuted, we have never once, never ever been abandoned by the Spirit of God. And even when we are knocked down, we are not destroyed. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, glory to God. Hallelujah. Though we may be knocked down and even knocked around, we arise, glory to God, refreshed and renewed by the power and the presence of the Lord that is in us. He hears our battle cries. He hears us when we pray. Glory to God. He hears us when we cry out. Never stop contending. Never stop the struggle. Glory to God. Yes, we struggle with this flesh. Yes, we have to beat it down. Yes, sometimes we have to cry about it. But don't stop contending. The Lord is nigh. Breakthrough is coming, glory to God. Breakout is coming. Hallelujah. The chains are falling all around you because the Lord hears. Never stop contending the battle. It is the Lord's, and we win. Hallelujah. We win. We win. Hallelujah. We win. Glory to God. We win. Hallelujah. Even if the Lord is propping up your head, we win. Hallelujah. We win. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Never stop contending for the faith. Never stop contending for holiness. Never stop contending for godliness. Never stop contending for truth. Glory to God. We belong to the Lord. We are the accepted ones. The enemy wants us to lose our birthright. He wants us to give away our birthright just like Esau did because we're hungry. Glory to God. The Lord will feed us just like he fed Elisha at the brook. Hallelujah. He will time that we need it. Glory to God. You know because of your past victories that the Lord has never been late. He's always right on time. Glory to God. Never stop contending. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name.